Now, forward cross rates. When converting the currency not directly quoted against each other, then forward cross rates are used. These are calculated by adjusting the spot and forward rates for both the currencies. Therefore, forward cross rates are calculated in the same manner as the spot cross rates. However, while calculating, the care should be taken to ensure that they are adjusted for forward differentiation before crossing the currency. Let us assume spot rate for USD 1 is equal to 70.85 and 70.95 rupees. So 1 month forward is 10.25, 2 months is 25.35, 3 months forward is 40.45. So here is there is an increasing forward, right? And in sterling US dollar, the rate is spot rate for sterling 1 is equal to USD 1.5 and 1.5020. And 1 month premium is 14.16. 2 months forward is 28.30. And 3 months forward is 40.45. Now, if we are to calculate the 2 months forward buying cross rate, and it would be 2 months dollar, 2 months spot rate for the dollar rupee is 70.85 and 2 months bill rate is 25. So 71.025. So it will be 71.10. Added premium is added into it. Right. Then the sterling 1 and dollar rate will be for 2 months will be spot rate sterling 1 is equal to dollar 1.50 and 2 months bid rate will be minus 28. So this 0.28 will be deducted from 1.5000. It will come to 1.4932. This will be the rate for 2 months for sterling dollar. Now, the 2 months sterling 1 rupee, sterling to rupee rate will be 2 months forward, sterling 1 is equal to dollar 1.4935 and 2 months forward is dollar 1 is equal to 71.10. Therefore, the sterling will be 71.10 into 1.4932 is equal to 106.17 will be wrote. It is to be noted that the dollar 1, sterling 1 and USD 1 rate was indirect, hence the forward bill rate was deducted. Now, outright forward rate. What is this outright forward rate? Outright forward rate is a 1. Where the forward price is quoted directly, where the margin is incorporated on the spot rate and given as a forward rate price. For customer quotation, outright forward rate as quote are quoted. The two elements in calculating the outright forward rates are the relevant spot rate and the relevant forward margin. The two-way rates given above are quoting the bank's buying and selling rates for the dollar and every pound. The principle followed here is a quoting bank is a buy high and sell low. That is when it buys the dollar, it wants more, but it would sell less dollar per pound 1. The difference between the two rates is a profit margin. To calculate the outright forward rate, apply the forward point to the spot rate. Apply forward points to the spot rate. So forward bid rate is quoted here is spot bid is the spot bid minus forward premium if at discount and forward offer rate is equal to spot offer minus forward premium if at discount. Using this quotation, spot bid is 1.7823 and 1 month discount is 0.0012. So the forward bid is equal to 1.7823 minus 0.0012, 1.7811. Key restriction, key characteristic features of the forward quotations are forward points are expressed. Forward points are expressed in 4 or 5 decimal places for major currency pairs. In premium, if the forward point is added to the spot rate, in discount, if it is a forward point, it is deducted from the spot rate. The structure helps the traders quickly to interpret the market sentiment and arbitrage opportunity. Thus, the forward rate quotations in the international market typically do not display the outright rate. Instead, they present the forward points which are added or to be subtracted from the spot rate. And based on whether the currency is at premium or discount, this method allows greater clarity, standardization, and efficiency in trading and hedging decisions. Now, quoting the bank's forward quotations. These quotations, okay, bank that deals in the foreign exchange quotes the forward rate to the customer by adjusting the spot rate with an appropriate forward margin. Either it is a premium or a discount, depending upon the market condition and interest rate is differentiated. So, quoting the principles, bank follows the specific conversions. When quoting the forward rate, depending on whether the currency is at premium, discount or par, the forward rate offered to the customer reflects the bank's cost, interest rate expectations, and profit margin. Quoting the bank's forward quotations, here the key principle is buy high and sell low for the direct quote, buy low and sell high for indirect quote, that is GBP-USD. Guidelines for forward quoting by the banks. Now here, if you see, forward sale to the customer, when it is done, when the currency is at premium, quote the maximum premium, deduct the higher premium, and sell low to make it costlier. Okay? But when its currency is at discount, under the forward sale to the customer, quote the minimum discount, add lower discount to the spot, and sell low to the reduced loss. However, the forward purchase for the customer, quote the minimum premium, deduct lower premium to the spot and buy high to the benefit to the bank. And when the currency is at discount, you can quote the maximum discount, add the higher discount to the spot, buy high to take the advantage in the rates. Now, direct versus indirect quotes. Direct quotes. In that, premium is added to the spot rate when rate is quoted at USD-INR. And under discount, subtract it from the spot rate. In indirect quote, GBP-USD premium, subtract from the spot rate and discount add to the spot rate. This ensures the accurate customer pricing and reflects the bank's forward market position and funding cost. Illustration of outright forward rate quotations, indirect rate. In an international market, especially in the interbank dealing, the forward rates are often quoted as an indirect rate, such as sterling 1 is equal to USD X into 4 times XXX. The outright forward rate is computed by adjusting the spot rate with the forward margin, premium or discount, depending upon the market position and currency. The key rule here are the premium. Premium is subtract from the spot rate and discount is to add into the spot rate. This is because in indirect quote, GBP USD, more units of the foreign currency USD for one unit for the base currency implies the depreciation of the foreign currency. Let us consider the following example, that is spot, when spot rate bid is 1.7823, offer is 1.7833, and 1 month forward margin premium is 0.0012 and 0.0009. In this case, the US dollar is at a premium against the pound sterling, As this is an indirect quote, the premium is required to be subtracted from the spot rate to complete the forward rate. In a direct quote, such as USD INR or GBP USD quoted, in a New York, the home currency is quoted as quoted per unit of the foreign currency. For example, how many US dollar for sterling one? Forward rate in such a quotations are calculated by adjusting the spot rate with the forward premium, or discount. And depending upon the depreciation and depending upon the direction of the currency movement. Now the key rule here will be, in case of direct delivery, fixed. Premium is to be added to the spot. Discount is to be subtracted from the spot rate, and this reflects the appreciation or depreciation of the base to the foreign currency. Now, example of GBP USD direct quote, where the spot rate is bid 1.7865, offer 1.7878. Observations are direct quotes. 1 month forward is 0.0007. And offer is 0.0006. There is a discount, and forward is a discount, and 3 months forward is also discount, quoting bid for 0.0045 and 0.0043. Since the forward margin is deducted, it means the foreign currency GBP is at the discount in the forward market. Calculation for 1 month forward selling rate for the GBP. Okay, in the given example, let us calculate 1 month forward selling rate. 1 month forward selling rate for GBP, that is the bank will sell the GBP to a customer. Okay, spot offer rate is 1.7878 and forward discount for 1 month is 0.0006 discount. Okay, and forward selling rate is 1.7878 minus 0.00006 is equal to 1.7872. So, the outright forward rate quoted to customer is sterling 1 is equal to US dollar 1.7872 delivery after 1 month. Interpretation is this, that since the forward rate is less than the spot rate, GBP is a discount, and in direct quote, discounts are always subtracted and the premium is always added. Now, guiding principle here is the same. The selling rate to the customer, if it is at premium, add the maximum premium. If it is as discount, subtract the minimum discount. If type of rate is a buying rate is from the customer, add the minimum premium and subtract the maximum discount. Spot and forward rates. Value date. A foreign exchange transactions which involves the exchange of the two currencies by the two parties involved. One party would receive the rupee in India, whereas the other party has to pay out the US dollar in the United States. It is clear. Okay. Now, the date on which the transaction takes place is known as value date. Now, the principal of the valuer compenses or compensated value expects as the exchange to take place at the same time. It is not possible, however, for this is to happen at the same time because the time difference, and therefore it is expected that the exchanges must take place on the same day. As the currency has a time value means interest, the exchange must take place on the working day in both the centers where the money transactions or money transfers are taking place. If either of the two centers has a holiday on the particular date, proper value date will not be there. Now, the standard term for the value date are ready or cash. The value date is on the same day, that is today. Tomorrow or tom, the value date is on the next working day, that is tomorrow. Spot, the value date is two clear working days. If the spot transaction takes place on Monday, the exchange will take place on Wednesday, assuming Tuesday and Wednesday are working days. Now forward. Forward is the value date is any date beyond the spot. As I said, forward is any value date beyond spot. The value date is of 1 month. Forward transaction will be the date and the next month corresponding to the spot value date. If the value date is holiday, then the next working day will be the value date. No change in the month rule applies also to the situation where the month in question does not have the date corresponding to the spot rate. If the transaction is done on January 28 and the spot rate for 1 month is a forward, would be the February 30, and 1 month plus 2 days is there is no such date, the value date will be February 28. And if February 28 is a holiday or Saturday or no foreign exchange transaction between the banks takes place on Saturday, the value date would be February 27. If the spot date is the last date of a month, then the value date will be the last date of the month following month. If a transaction, the spot date is a February 28 and transaction is done on February 26th, the 1 month forward value date will be March 31st or not March 28. Thank you. Friends, with this, we concluded our discussion on forward contracts or forward contract rates. Thank you very much.